Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 856, Why Three Celebrities Chose Freedom Over Money, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here at Optimal Finance Daily. Welcome to a brand new week, and I'm here each weekday reading to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get into our post today, have you subscribed to our other four narration podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, business, and relationships on those other four shows, and you can find them by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why Three Celebrities Chose Freedom Over Money, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. Quote, life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Ferris Bueller. When we reach financial independence, money becomes the tool that allows us to spend time how we want and to work on the ideas that matter to us. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. It takes a lot of time and self-reflection, more than I thought. Some days I think I have it figured out, but then I'll freak out and second-guess everything. Like, I'll think I want to be a stay-at-home dad because my dad abandoned my family, and so I want to overcompensate for that. But then I wonder if I even have the patience for all-day childcare. Plus, my girlfriend says she doesn't want kids for 5 years. People who have a lot of money and could retire early usually choose to protect and grow their money because they don't understand that more of it doesn't equal more happiness, or they're scared of what's next. So they continue to work at a job they don't like because they can't walk away. But money isn't a metric in life, it's a tool. And when we have enough, we have two options. One, live lavishly. In Wisconsin, we drink beer, eat bratwurst, and root for the NFL's Green Bay Packers. The quarterback Aaron Rodgers makes $22 million a year. We assume a professional athlete is financially set for life. The truth is, many players are broke. A 2009 Sports Illustrated study found that 78% of former NFL players go bankrupt or are under financial stress within 2 years of retirement. Why is that? Well, the average NFL career is 3.5 years, so a rookie who starts out making the league minimum of $420,000 and plays a few seasons ends up with maybe $1 million after taxes. That could fund a $40,000 yearly lifestyle for 30-plus years. The reason players go broke is because of the herd mentality. According to Is There Life After Football, former NFL players say, quote, around the locker room, players' cars, clothes, houses, and bling are constantly scrutinized. If they're not up to par, they're ridiculed, end quote. Former offensive tackle Roman Oben drove a Toyota Land Cruiser with 68,000 miles on it, and his teammates made fun of him mercilessly. Oben chose to put his future self first. In the offseason, he took classes towards a master's degree in public administration. And when his NFL career was over, he was ready for the next stage of his life. He was smart to break from the herd when others don't fare so well. Terrell Owens made $80 million and is penniless. Warren Sapp made $82 million and filed for bankruptcy with $826.04 in his bank account. And Lawrence Taylor made $50 million and filed for bankruptcy so his house wouldn't get foreclosed on. The second option is to focus on personal growth. I was reading the story of a computer programmer who at 22 sold an internet company and retired. He bought a red Ferrari, rented a big place in Stockholm, went to nightclubs, and drank expensive champagne. Well, that lasted for 2 years until he realized the women he was with were just using him and that his friends weren't his real friends. So he sold the Ferrari and moved into a cabin where he spent time meditating. out of his self-reflection came the idea to launch Spotify. He said no one teaches you what to do after you achieve financial independence. You need to confront that. And that reminded me of three celebrities who found the courage to turn down more money for freedom and the opportunity to work on the ideas that mattered to them. Jason Brown. In 2009, Jason Brown signed a 5-year, $37 million contract with the NFL's St. Louis Rams. He was released by the Rams after 3 years. Rather than continue playing with another team, he chose to become a farmer. When he told his agent what he wanted to do, the agent said he was making the biggest mistake of his life. Maybe because Brown didn't know anything about farming. So he learned by watching videos on YouTube and is now farming 5 acres of his 1,000-acre property in North Carolina. He donates the crops to a local food pantry. Last year, he gave away 100,000 pounds of sweet potatoes. His reason for quitting the NFL? Quote, "When I think about a life of greatness, I think about a life of service," end quote. Dave Chappelle. In 2003, Dave Chappelle debuted his comedy show, Chappelle's Show, and it turned out to be wildly successful. He was offered $55 million to produce another 2 seasons. But during a stand-up performance in 2004, he abruptly walked off the stage when audience members continually shouted catchphrases from the show. When he returned a few minutes later, he told the crowd that the show was ruining his life. He was working 20 hours a day, and he felt that people didn't treat him like a person anymore. He turned down the money and took an extended trip to South Africa. People thought he was on drugs or had been committed to a mental hospital. His reason for quitting Chappelle's show? He said, quote, "I'm interested in the kind of person I've got to become. I want to be well-rounded, and the industry is a place of extremes. I want to be well-balanced. I've got to check my intentions, man," end quote. John Hughes. 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The man who wrote and directed those movies was John Hughes. He was an extremely successful filmmaker, yet he never succumbed to L.A. and the Hollywood status quo. He didn't schmooze, and he didn't party. In the late 1980s, he realized that he didn't want to make movies anymore, so he gradually retired from the business. He completely stopped directing after 1991's Curly Sue. He was at the top of his game. His reason for quitting Hollywood? When his close friend John Candy died in 1994, Hughes focused on spending time with his family, working the 1,000-acre farm he owned, and being, quote, "the curious, engaged grandpa in the seersucker," end quote. In 2010, Hughes passed away at the age of 59. So just like Ferris Bueller said, our life goes by pretty fast, and we need to stop and figure out how we want to spend our time. I'm still trying to figure it out. At least I know that more money isn't the answer. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Three Celebrities Chose Freedom Over Money," by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And before we go, please do check out our other podcasts if you haven't done that already. To find all of our shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this, and be sure to subscribe. And that is a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I will be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.